Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville and Laramie in the Anglican Church of the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to a reflection on this sixth Sunday of Easter. The readings for today are taken from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. Psalm 66, 1 Peter 3, 13 to 22, and John 14, 15 to 21. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and worship you alone. Amen. We pray the collect for the sixth Sunday of Easter. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we say the Easter anthem. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast. not with your own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, A Revolving Door. A revolving door refers to a situation in which the same events reoccur in a continuous cycle. In other words, one thing always leads to the same other thing. As I reflected on today's gospel from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 to 21, I was reminded of that expression, a revolving door. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He says to them, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth." In verse 17, Jesus continues, "You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you." Jesus continues, "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." If you love me, you will keep my commandments. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus emphasizes that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. When he was asked by the Pharisees, who consider themselves to be strict keepers of the law, which was the greatest commandment in the law, Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. Jesus continued, "And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Verses 39 and 40. When Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," he is leading us to the starting point as his disciples. As disciples, we begin by keeping his commandments, by attempting to love him with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. When we respond to the call to be disciples of Christ, we commit to striving to love God with all the vital, controlling parts of our being, heart, soul, and mind. Body, mind, and spirit. The essence of who we are, with all of who we are. Jesus promises that as we strive to love him, he will ask the Father, and the Father will give us another advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will abide in us and be in us forever. As we strive to be faithful disciples of Christ, we will activate the gift of the Holy Spirit. If we allow the Spirit of truth to lead us, we will discover, as John in his first letter stated, we are from God. 1 John 4, verse 6. And John invites the disciples of his day, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, as we strive to love God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will lead us to know God and thus enable us to love God and lead us to the truth. The truth that we all come from God, and therefore we ought to love each other. As disciples of Christ, we are only responding to God's love for us. 1 John 4, verse 10, John writes, in this is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as we acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God and the Savior of the world, we are acknowledging God's love for us. And our response should be to love God with all our heart and soul and mind. Love begets love. In addition, as we receive the gift of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, we will be led to the truth about God and about ourselves. What is the truth about God? God is love, and God's love is demonstrated in the sacrifice of God's Son. The hymn writer reminds us that he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. And so we ask, what is the truth about ourselves? We learn that we are all from God. We all have the same Creator, the same Father, the same Savior, whether we acknowledge it or not. Therefore, we are all brothers and sisters. We are therefore to love one another because God first loved us. John in his letter continues to remind us that those who say, I love God and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. John 1, chapter 4, verse 20. John concludes, the commandments we have from God is this. Those who love God must love their brother and sister also. 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. Hence, the revolving door. As we strive in the power of the Holy Spirit to love God, we are obedient to the first commandment. In our effort to love God, we will realize that we all come from God. It is therefore not for us to judge each other or to compete with each other or be envious of others. It is therefore for us to love each other with the love which the Holy Spirit will give us. That love which St. Paul describes for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The love that is patient, the love that is kind. It is not envious or boastful or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It is a love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. A love that never ends. A love that will be with us in this life and will be experienced in all its fullness in the next, as we come face to face with the God who is love. Let us therefore, in this time of isolation and restrictions, as we continue to face the challenges of this coronavirus pandemic, let us reflect on and strive to live by that admonition of Jesus. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If we do that, we will discover, even in this situation that is uncomfortable and for some very stressful, everything else will fall into place. Love, we are reminded, conquers all. Love is the key to fullness of life. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Kindle, O Lord, in our hearts, we pray, the flame of that love which never ceases, that it may burn in us and give light to others. May we shine forever in your temple, set on fire with that eternal light of yours, which put to flight the darkness of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Set our hearts on fire with love for you, O Christ, O God, that in that flame we may love you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and our neighbors as ourselves, so that keeping your commandments, we may glorify you, the giver of all gifts, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We love you, O God, and we desire to love you more and more. Grant to us that we may love you as much as we desire, and as much as we ought. O greatest friend, who has so loved and saved us, the thought of whom is so sweet and always growing sweeter, come with Christ and dwell in our hearts. Then you will keep a love over our lips. You will keep a watch over our lips, our steps, our deeds, and we shall not need to be anxious, either for our souls or our bodies. Give us love, sweetest of all gifts, which knows no enemies. Give us in our hearts pure love, born of your love to us, that we may love others as you have loved us. O loving Father of Jesus Christ, from whom flows all love, let our hearts, frozen in sin, cold to you and cold to others, be warmed by this divine fire. So help and bless us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we say a prayer for the world in this time of the coronavirus pandemic. God of love and hope, you made the world and care for all creation. But the world feels strange right now. The news is full of stories about coronavirus. Some people are worried that they might get ill. Others are anxious for their families and friends. Be with them and help them to find peace. We pray for the doctors, nurses, and scientists, and all who are working to discover the right medications or vaccines to help those who are ill or to prevent the spread of this disease. Thank you that even in these anxious times, you are with us. Help us to put our trust in you and keep us safe. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We now, you say to the Lord, but now we say to the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. Please remember that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week are rogation days, where we pray for fruitful seasons, for commerce and industry, and we're reminded of our stewardship of creation. Thursday is the Feast of the Ascension. So we invite you to be safe and have a good week. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall of the Diocese of Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. The Lord be with you.